Life Audio.
Christian Parent Crazy World with Catherine Seegers is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. I am your host, Catherine Seegers, and in today's episode, we will tackle this vitally important question. How do we reset when we've blown it with our kids? Now, I know that you don't need this show. No. You're just tuning in a compassionate effort to help all of those other moms and dads out there who may have blown it with their kids. Yeah, right. Okay. So let's be honest for just a second. I think we all need this. I am right there with you. This episode is so critical, mamas and papas, because all the good stuff that we are trying to build as we are strategically and methodically laying the foundation of our kids' faith with all of the other theological and cultural topics that we discuss here on CPCW, none of that will mean a thing if our relationship with our kids is broken. So today's episode is all about fixing our relationship with our kiddos when we screw it up. That's the plan for this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World. So let's get started.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
My special guest today just might be an expert on parenting by virtue of the fact that she's had so much practice. Kirsten Vossler is a mama of 9. Yes, you heard that right. 9 kiddos. Wow. She has been a children's pastor, a worship leader, a writer, a conference speaker, and now she is host of the Rejoicing in Motherhood podcast. But her favorite job, as you will see, is being a mom to her kids. She has a wealth of wisdom to share on all things parenting. So I've invited Kirsten to join us today to discuss how we can repair our relationship with our kids when we've blown it. Kind of like I blew it with her name at the beginning of our interview, but you know, who's keeping score? Thankfully, Kirsten isn't. Here's my interview with Kirsten Vossler. Kirsten, welcome to the program. It's so awesome to have you here.
Thank you. I am just delighted to be here. This is going to be really great.
I know it is. Okay. I just have to say, I've been contemplating your name, Kirsten Vossler. And I was thinking, if I were to write a novel and had a heroine in it, not heroine as in the female lead, not as in the drug, but yes. If I were going to have a heroine in it, I would want to name her Kirsten Vossler, or either that would be like the most sophisticated character in the book. That is like the coolest name. Like when your husband, did you think when you found out his last name, you're like, we got to get married because then I'll be Kirsten Vossler?
You know, honestly, it didn't really cross my mind. I was glad he had a name that was easy to pronounce, because my first name isn't always easy to pronounce. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's everybody wants to. I'm sure you get Kirsten all the time, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
All the time. Kirsten. Yeah. I'm sorry. No offense to all the Kristens out there. It's a beautiful name, but Kirsten's just a little cooler.
Well, and really I actually pronounce it Kirsten.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
You might have mentioned that in the last show we just did, and I called you Kirsten the whole time, right? Didn't I say
I don't think
Kirsten?
We talked about it. I'm so used to all of it. So, yeah.
Oh, so I say Kirsten.
Kirsten, well, yes.
That just went up the sophistication chain there. This person's cool. Kirsten Vossler. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what she does in the book that I'm going to write, but she's probably cures cancer and gets...
Let's go.
Yeah, world peace and solves all of the Middle East crisis too. You think, I mean, Kirsten Vossler wouldn't have done quite all of that. She wouldn't have gotten quite that far, but Kirsten Vossler. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Well, I've got it right now. Kirsten Vossler. So, you know, Kirsten, I so resonate with what you write on your website about your calling as a mother. You mentioned all the many roles that you used to play. You were a Sunday school teacher, children's pastor, worship leader, writer, conference speaker. But this is what you said. I love this. You said, quote, "Some would say that stepping away from most of those roles for a time to be a wife and a mother would be losing part of myself, or that my bigger calling is less than what I did before. But no, though my stage is smaller, I believe my impact and longevity is greater than ever. Little me mothering my own children literally has the power to change the world," end quote. I love that. As you know, the old adage, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So yes. You probably read my page as well. They sound almost identical.
All of we are kindred did. Spirits.
Yes. So, well, today's topic is on 7 ways to reset when you've blown it with your kids. And, you know, obviously this is primarily for my listeners, because personally, I can't really relate to this. That's never really happened.
Of course not. Not at all.
Seriously, I have to confess this. Okay. So you and I were kind of going back and forth about what we were going to be talking about on our respective shows. And so I was having a situation with a couple of my kids, 2 of them. And it wasn't going well. I was starting to get a little off track. I was starting to blow it, as you would say. And so I called my husband in as kind of reinforcement backup. And he promptly started blowing it with the kids. And then, this is how bad I need the show today. Then we started blowing it with each other. Okay, in front of the kids.
Yep.
Wow. Epic fail. I really need for Kirsten to come on and talk about ways to recover and reset after we've blown it. That's how badly I need this topic today. So I'm so excited to hear what you have for us, because I need it and I'm sure my listeners need it as well.
Yes. Well, we all have those days. Yep. You know, we all have days that are just tough. They're stressful. We've got like all kinds of life stuff going on. We've got change happening in our lives, whatever it is. And we mm-hmm. think, oh, I'm just going to manage this perfectly. I'll never get upset with my kids. I'll never yell. I'll never have a bad attitude. And yet here we are.
Right.
So there's kind of this, I think, you know, expectation we put on ourselves, like, well, if I mess up, then either we think, well, I should just give up because, you know, that was that. And now that's over. And I guess I can never recover from that. But we can't do that. We can't just give up, and we can't give into the, you know, the anger or the fear that we're giving into. So we kind of have those two choices that we feel like we have two choices. Either we can just give up, or we can give in, and we can just continue to yell, continue to be angry, continue to be frustrated and lash out at our children or our spouse. And yet it's really so much better if we can just stop ourselves and we can reset. And so, yeah, so that's what today is all about. And I think it's really important that, you know, there's a saying that says the time heals all wounds. And there are some elements of truth to that, but there are some things that are just absolutely not true about that, because we really can't ignore what happens in our families. Like, we are good parents that love our children and we want the best for them. Mm-hmm. And so we can see when we're damaging our kids, even as it's happening sometimes, if we're aware enough of our own selves and our kids of what's going on. You know, you can see as you start to kind of lay into your child, like, oh my goodness, like, I'm really hurting them. And sometimes we don't even know what to do with that. And we just kind of like keep going out of just habit because we don't feel like we have the agency or the power to stop. And we don't know what to do if we do stop. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important not to just ignore it or brush it away and just be like, okay, well, that's over. Let's go on, you know? So to having this reset, having this, let's start over. How do we get through this? How do we heal from this? Mm-hmm. It is really important for parents to do with their children. And I think if there's any areas of wounding in ourselves from our own childhood or from other things that have happened in our own lives, I think we would agree. Like, oh yeah, I wish that my parents would have come and said they were sorry to me. I wish that they would have recognized that there was damage happening, as opposed to just like, well, get over it. You know, let's just go on.
Yeah, we can't ignore it. If we do, if we brush it under the rug or pretend like it didn't happen, that does leave a wound in our child that doesn't go away. They're going to carry that on out of the house into adulthood. And it's going to be, it's amazing. I think some of the things that come back around if you haven't dealt with them, and they're so much harder to deal with when they're out of the house and that wound has just been covered over and they've built up walls around it. Then that's when you're in real, real troubling territory and you've got a broken relationship with your kids. So learning how to do this is vitally important in our parenting. It's just so, so important. So I can't wait to hear how we can stop and reset to get, to build that relationship back up with our kids and to bring some healing when we have blown it.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, who made you laugh today? Or what would you do if you had a tail? These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Yes. And I mean, this whole topic has come out of my own experience.
Right.
You know, like, the reason I know these 7 steps is because I've had to do them many times.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, there was a day I remember that kind of sparked this whole thing and made me actually like write it down and be like, what did I actually do? Mm-hmm. Because we were in the process of moving. We had 8 kids at this point. We were moving to a different state. We were staying in somebody else's house. There was just so much change, so much chaos. There was so many stressors with, you know, my husband's job and just things going on and like selling a house, trying to buy a house, like just all the things. Right. And so we just had a horrible, horrible day. It was just like when I was absolutely frustrated, absolutely overwhelmed, stressed, and then have all these children that I'm trying to like keep from, you know, tearing apart somebody else's house and all of this stuff. And so I don't even remember the exact situation, the exact infraction, but there were just stressors galore. And I was just not responding well at all. I personally was feeling like I was failing in every area, which is a clue. If you feel like you're failing in every area, it's a clue that the enemy is trying to jump on something that's going on and to get in there and influence you and discourage you. because there are some things that we mess up at, but we're never a complete failure at everything. So,
amen. That's a really.
So in the midst of that, I just had this horrible attitude. I was just blowing it left and right. I was just yelling at them. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And so I discovered, or I experienced, here's how we can reset. Here's how we can get back to coming into life and being at peace with one another. Mm-hmm. And the first thing to do is just to stop, which is easier said than done when we're just in the middle of that emotional upheaval, but just to stop and like literally put your hand over your mouth if you have to and just like stop, hard stop. Okay. You know,
yeah.
Put down the towel you're swinging around, like whatever's going on, you just physically stop yourself. And then the second step is to get alone. Mm-hmm. Step out on the porch, go to the bathroom, go sit on your bed, just physically remove yourself from the crazy. Now, if you have tiny little kids, that might mean like putting on a show for a few minutes. I remember just saying like, okay, kids, watch this movie. Mommy will be back in a few minutes. You know, bye. Mm-hmm. And I just left the room. So, you know, get a safe place for your children, whatever that looks like in your specific phase, but you're going to get alone. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is, which comes easily, is just to cry out to God, because there's just this overwhelming honesty, I think, that we have to just share with the Lord. Just tell him how you feel. Tell him what's bothering you. God, oh my goodness, I've totally blown it. God, I've been so angry. I see I'm hurting my kids. I'm so mad because of blah, 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 whatever it is. Just cry out to God. Help me. I don't know what to do. Help me, God. And the fourth thing, so number four, would be ask God what he wants to say to you. He is such a good, kind father. I feel like the days when I feel like I'm completely losing it, when I've completely lost it and I've just have ruined everything, a lot of times what he says is he'll bring identity and he'll bring perspective as to what's going on. And so often I feel like when I come to him and I'm like, God, I've ruined everything. And he says something like, I love you. You are my daughter. Mm-hmm. You are precious to me. And I'm like, are we on the same topic? Like, what? But Psalm 90 verse 4 says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy for the rest of our lives. And so it's that unfailing love that we feel from God that will satisfy us to the point where we can be joyful and we can have a good attitude and we can come out of this crazy state, essentially. So then once we've kind of settled in with God, we've settled down with ourselves, this fifth step is to repent. And first we have to repent to God. It's not our kids that the real infraction is toward. It's when we get so angry or when we are just completely messing up, we really have to repent to God. And so repent to God first. God, I am sorry that I did this. I see the damage it's doing. Will you please forgive me? I know that you have a better way for me. And at that point, so we're five steps in. And at that point, I feel like everything kind of comes down because we've been able to deal with the stuff that's going on inside of us. And I think that's a huge thing, which we can talk about more later if you want to, is that oftentimes when we're lashing out at other people, it's really because of something that's going on inside of us.
Yes.
I think if we're honest, we'll agree with that. You know, so often we look at other people, we look at the circumstances and we're like, if only that were different, I would not be this way. And yet it's really true that we are just reflecting what's inside of us kind of all the time. And so if our kids are having a bad day and then we're like, there's probably something going on inside of us that's not even related to them.
And because, vice versa, right?
Yes.
Them that's not related to us necessarily.
Yes. Yes. And so we just, once we repent to God and we have that kind of settledness, then number six, we can go and repent to our children. And the way to do that really is to just simply humble ourselves. And I think it's really powerful to use words like, I was wrong. Jesus would never talk to you like that. So I don't want to either. I messed up. I'm sorry. and acknowledge their pain is another part of repentance, because we can see like, oh, I damaged you. I'm sorry. So acknowledging their pain is super important. Did I hurt your feelings? Did I make you feel scared? I know I hurt your feelings when I talked to you like that. I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? And I think those words are very powerful, because we can say something like, I apologize, but like, what does that even mean? Yeah. You know, or even just saying, I'm sorry, and expecting them to offer forgiveness without asking for forgiveness. It's kind of semantics, but it's something that personally, like, I feel differently when somebody asks me, will you forgive me, than if they just say, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know? So I think those words are really key, are really important. Mm-hmm. And then the last step, step number 7, is oftentimes after you've had this infraction and then repentance and forgiveness, there's really a sense of tenderness that comes into my heart, into our own hearts, into our children. And so number 7 would be to move on throughout your day with tenderness. You've reset, and then just go with that tenderness. Pay extra special attention to rebuilding connection with your family. And then if any further things come up, just deal with those things quickly and kindly as you can. So that hopefully the hope is that once you have this like reset, that, you know, we might have to reset a few times, but if we really pay attention and we just walk in that tender heart, we may not have to reset quite so many times. We may be able to just quickly deal with something small that comes up before it becomes this mountainous thing. So those are kind of the 7 ways that we can reset when we have a blowout.
That, I think you've taken us through the whole trajectory there, which is beautiful, of what we do need to do. And initially, and I think, because I was contemplating that, I'm like, what happens sometimes, I think, is there's something that feels good about indulging that anger in the beginning. I mean, let's just be honest. I joked in a previous podcast, a friend of ours, Elizabeth Andrzejewski, and she talks about mom rage. And I'm like, oh, what's mom rage? Like, I didn't know. I know what mom rage is. I definitely know. There's something that feels good in our flesh to indulge that. And how do we then, do you have any, I was trying to figure out, how do we get to that place? Is it something you just have to predetermine? Okay, God, I don't want to damage my kids. So when it gets there, Holy Spirit, just really get loud and clear. So you know when you're losing it. You know when you're about to go kind of what they used to call postal. I don't know what they call it these days. But when you're about to, I'm old. So what do you just determine beforehand? Because obviously, here's what I would advise, especially to any parents who have just younger kids. When they get older, you start to realize, oh, wow, that thing that happened back there, it didn't just live back there. It lives on.
Yeah.
Even I think the process you've described is beautiful and accurate and exactly what we need to do, but it doesn't mean there's not still a wound or a scar there sometimes.
Yes. No, that's absolutely true.
So do you just determine in your mind, okay, God, I'm going to stop myself and just remove myself from the situation before it gets to that place. And that's a discipline, because you've got to really, really exercise restraint there. And sometimes if you've been used to just allowing yourself to rip, then how have you learned to do that? To hear the answer to that question from Kirsten, tune in next week. She answers the question that we all want to know: how can we exercise restraint in those incredibly difficult and tense moments when everything is falling apart? And then Kirsten and I dig into what is really going on, like underneath the surface when we are blowing it with our kids. Yeah, you know, it's like an iceberg down there. So often, inner wounds, either from our own childhood experiences or other stuff that we may be going through that has nothing to do with our kids, those wounds can really affect our parenting. They can result in a seriously short fuse that goes off far too quickly. And often, we don't even know what's happening. We don't know what is at the root of it. So in next week's episode, we're going to talk about allowing the Holy Spirit to heal what's going on inside of us so we don't injure our kids. Yeah, you don't want to miss that one. In the meantime, check out Kirsten's website at kirstenvossler.com. Just love that name. And listen to her amazing podcast, Rejoicing in Motherhood, which I will link in the show notes on Life Audio and on my website. And mosey on over to katherineseegers.com while you're at it. There's a lot of good stuff there for you. Oh, and check out my Instagram page. I will have all the 7 steps to reset when you've blown it with your kids that Kirsten outlined, summarized for you there and on Facebook. So check it out. I want to thank you for joining me today. Look, I know there are a lot of things you could be listening to right now, and I really appreciate that you took this time to spend with me. I hope you will join me for my next podcast when we take aim at some aspect of our culture that threatens to derail our parenting and steal our kids' faith. If you enjoyed this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World, would you consider telling a friend and sharing it on social media and giving it a good review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and following me on Facebook and Instagram? Oh, and maybe you could say that Christian Parent Crazy World is the best podcast you've ever heard in your entire life. Just a thought. And be sure to check out my website, which is katherineseegers.com. That's Catherine with a C. I have lots of articles and resources there that will help you on your parenting journey. And if you subscribe, I will be sure to send you some really cool free stuff and notify you of future podcasts, articles, and blogs. I want to end this and every episode with a word of encouragement. God gave you your kids, your specific kids, for a reason. That's because you hold the key to unlocking who God created them to be. We'll see you next time.
Christian Parent Crazy World is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him. In good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.